squad cars. The story you're about to hear is true. Details are supplied from the official case files by the South African police. Only names and places have been changed to protect innocent people involved.
AM on the 24th of February. The Magistrates Court, Cape Town. An 18-year-old girl, Pamela Davis, is appearing before Mr. M.C. von der Linde.
According to the charge sheet last Wednesday, you were found in possession of habit-forming and potentially harmful drugs for the purpose of selling. And you appear on two charges under the Medical, Dental and Pharmacy Act.
That's a laugh.
What?
I didn't forge any prescriptions.
Then where did you get them? The tablets?
Find out.
What do you...
May I say something, Your Honor?
Who are you?
My name is Robertson. I'm a doctor. I've treated the girl during the past 2 years. She's been treated at the hospital and a private home for her condition without success.
What condition?
She's an habitual drug taker. She's an addict. I recommend that she be committed for 28 days observation at the Leersbeek Mental Hospital.
Has the prosecutor seen your credentials?
Yes, I have, Your Honor.
Well, it seems a reasonable enough request. She shall be so committed, and she shall reappear in this court 28 days from now. I'd like a word with Miss Davis.
Oh, it's you again. Why don't you leave me alone?
Look, I'm trying to help you, Miss Davis, and others like you. You put us off the trail with that story of those forged prescriptions. Now that I've had time to think about them and investigate them, I've come to the conclusion that you had them to hand as alibis if and when you were picked up.
You think what you like.
I know a little of what you're going through. You could prevent it from happening to other young people. Don't tell me you like your life.
It was groovy till you pitched.
Yes, I've heard all that before. One other question. What does the word lodestar mean to you?
Thrills, old man.
All right, take her away.
Come along, then.
All right, all right. Hey, Ruby.
Yeah?
Anytime you want to make the scene, call me.
She's a hard case.
You're Dr. Robertson.
That's right.
Any hope for that kid?
It's going to take a long time. She'll be rehabilitated gradually. We'll cut down on the doses she's been having so that the withdrawal symptoms aren't drastic and unbearable.
Have you met the parents?
Yes. Typically bewildered. They don't know how their daughter's got like this.
I suppose it's the old, old story when it comes to her whereabouts and associates.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, I feel all this very strongly. I've got teenage kids of my own. Not like her. But it could have happened.
As Pam's from a broken home, the father divorced the mother and got custody of Pam. He subsequently remarried, and Pam and the stepmother, well, it's a familiar story.
Yes.
Why did you ask her about the word lodestar?
Well, it was written on the back of a cigarette packet, which I found under the dashboard of her car. Mean anything to you?
No. But do you think it might be helpful?
Nothing else to go on.
How did you come to pick her up?
She went off the road at a construction site, rammed a grader. She was carted off to Newlands Police Station and charged with drunken driving. When the district surgeon examined her, he discovered she was as high as a kite on drugs. I got called in. I found enough stuff in the boot of her car to stock half a dozen chemists.
And what sort of stuff?
No. Dexedrine tablets, black bombs, different kinds of amphetamines.
And she won't talk, eh?
Well, you heard her just now. She thinks I'm a great joke.
Yes, I get the same kind of crazy talk myself.
But do me a favor, Doctor. If you come across anything, if she says anything that you think might help, I'd be very much obliged if you'd be in touch with me.
Well, of course. Where can I contact you?
Headquarters, Barrack Street. Dippy?
Sergeant?
Is there a club in Cape Town called the Lodestar?
Not unless it's brand new. I mean new.
There's the fifth dimension, mainline, mind blower, and dad's bat.
No, I know about those.
I don't think there's a lodestar. What is a lodestar, anyway?
It's a star to steer by, like the pole star. Has to do with navigation.
And ships, eh?
Ships. Look, give me the newspaper.
Newspaper?
On the filing cabinet there. Thanks. Yes, in port. Here we are. The Maru San, Scottish Pride, Lodestar. So it is a ship. Why the devil didn't I think of that before?
Well, it could be a coincidence, Sarge.
Well, I'm going to follow it up.
Huh?
Oh, just hang on a sec. Just let me get things straight in my mind. Do you think you could get hold of a raver's gear?
You mean make like a hippie?
That's right.
I think so. I'd need a wig and a moustache.
And bell-bottom trousers with Chelsea boots and a wild shirt.
Yeah, and not forgetting my granny glasses.
Right.
And then?
Well, you get organized in that direction.
Huh?
I got a little checking of my own to do first.
Detective Sergeant Rubenstein goes to the harbor dressed as a railway's employee. He finds the berth of the Lodestar and hangs around until he manages to draw a crew member into conversation.
You, got a light?
Here we are.
Thanks. Where are you from?
From Hamburg.
And the ship?
She's British.
What have you got on board?
Sugar.
Oh, when do you leave?
Well, I don't know, actually. There's some sort of hold-up. New destination, I think. I don't know.
How long have you been in port?
Since last Tuesday.
Nearly a week. You must be bored, Steve.
No, it's nice to be in port.
What do you do with yourself?
Oh, there's plenty of work around the ship. Shipping, painting, you know.
And when you're off?
We spend our time ashore.
Doing what?
Looking for girls.
Where do you look?
Well, you don't have to go far.
Nightclubs?
Yeah.
Bet you boys could show us a thing or two.
I bet we could, yeah.
Where'd you like going best?
The Top Hat.
Oh, yeah, the Top Hat. That's in Lewop Street.
Yeah.
Do all you boys go there?
Most of us.
Will you be there tonight?
Yes, I have a date there. If she turns up, of course.
Look, I'll come along. Maybe you can show me the ropes. You'll fix me up with a bird as well.
Sure.
What time?
Oh, say about 9. Things will be quiet until then.
Dippy, that's our target for tonight, the Top Hat.
All right, Sarge. How do I look?
You wouldn't get in my front door.
Authentic, huh?
It's terrific. Because though you need a bath. How did you get in here without getting arrested?
I didn't. I changed the air. I'm worried about getting out.
Right. Now, listen to me carefully.
Mm-hmm.
This is the plan. I'll be there with a German member of the crew.
Oh, so, hello. I didn't think you'd come.
Why not?
Well, you are a bit old for this, yeah?
I figured I was in a rut. It's good for a man to get out and find a change of scene.
You should join a ship.
No, I'm married.
Yeah, I'm married also.
What's your name?
I'm called Jürgen. And you?
Oh, my name's Melvin.
Good then, Melvin. I show you a good time. You want a drink?
Sure.
Help yourself from my bottle.
Thanks.
Excuse me, ma'am.
You talking to me?
To you or your mate.
What do you want?
Worm. Oh, or something heavier.
Worm?
Oh, Durban Death. Dacha.
No, I'm sorry.
I heard this was the place it was all happening. What about your mate?
Jürgen?
No, I don't use the stuff myself.
Well, I'm keen, man. I want to get turned on. They said this was the place.
You see that one over there by the band?
The one with the string tie?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Well, you tell him I'll send you over.
Hey, thanks. Thanks a lot. How's it? What do you want? Your fellow over there sent me.
What for?
Gross or something better.
I gotta be careful.
Check. How much?
Well, I got black bombs of Texas.
Great. I'll take both.
It'll cost you.
I'll go bread, man.
Well, let's see it.
How much?
Plenty. This stuff's hard to come by.
How much?
5 rand.
Hey, what are you selling for that kind of bread?
Texas.
How many?
10.
Gee, that's steep, man.
Well, I'll take it or leave it.
Okay, I'll take it. 5 rand, you said?
Here's the stuff.
Hey, thanks, Dad. See you around.
Armed with the evidence of the dexedrine tablets, Detective Constable Dipenard joins up with Detective Sergeant Rubenstein outside the club sometime later.
Did you have any trouble, Sarge?
Yeah, my pal turned a bit nasty when I told him I didn't want the dolly he'd lined up for me. He thinks I've gone to the toilet. Did you get a good look at that bird who fixed you up?
Yes.
No recognition difficulties?
No, Sarge.
Right. We'll arrest him when he comes out.
Yeah. And then, Sarge?
Well, we'll take him to the Lodestar and have a look through his belongings.
Don't we need special arrangements to do that?
Yes, but they won't take 5 minutes to lay on. Now keep your eyes peeled for your pusher pal.
Here he comes now, Sergeant. The one with the girl.
Right. Good evening. I'm a police officer, and I'm arresting you for being in possession of potentially dangerous drugs.
Who says so?
I do, and I'm a police officer, too.
I told you you looked funny. It is a wig.
Well, I'm not just taking this just on your say-so. Haven't you got papers and things?
Sure. Here's my certificate of appointment. That's me in the photograph.
I'm a British subject.
That doesn't put you beyond the law.
I demand to see the consul.
All in good time. We're paying a visit to your ship first.
Well, I'm sure the captain's going to have something to say about that.
That's right. We've had a word with him. I'm sure he'll say yes. Come along.
Hey, what about me?
Have you seen this man before tonight?
Nah, is he just a pickup?
Yeah, you mind what you say.
Go on, Miss Gohan, before you get yourself into lots of trouble.
Well, honestly, some people.
All right, what's your name?
Jardine.
Right, Jardine. Next stop, the Lodestar.
Special arrangements are made, and Detective Sergeant Rubenstein, along with other members of the drug staff, goes to the harbor and boards the Lodestar. He's met by the ship's master, a man called Tunstall.
Now that you've examined my credentials, Captain, and found them in order, I'm sure you'll have no objections if we search this man's quarters and make a routine inspection of the rest of your ship.
Well, not at all. I'll help you where and how I can.
Where does this man sling his hammer?
If you'll come this way.
Satisfied now?
No, I'm not. Have you got a screwdriver, Captain?
Well, I can send for one.
Please.
Richter?
Yes, sir.
Screwdriver, hurry it up.
Yes, sir.
I presume this is part of the ventilation system, this grill.
Yes.
Is it on?
Yes. Look at the indicator.
Not much air coming through.
Well, let me feel. Yes, you're right.
Yes, and look at the scratches on the paintwork around the screws. Looks as though this grill's been removed quite a few times lately.
You're wasting your time. The stuff's gone already.
So you admit to having some?
It was a fair cop. I had the stuff on me.
Here, yeah, sir. Screwdriver.
Sergeant.
Thank you. Now, we'll just get this grill off. See if my hunch is correct. All right. Hold these screws, Dibby.
Right, Sergeant.
There we are.
It's dark in there, Sergeant. Don't you need to torch or something?
No, no. I think I can manage. This feels promising. Yes. Take it, Dippy.
Got it, Sergeant.
Good. Cardboard container. Let's open it up. is for Africa here. You recognize that constable?
Yes, Sergeant. They're the same as the ones you found in the back of Pamela Davis's car.
That's right. They bear the same trade name, Rachon. Firm in Switzerland. How'd you get hold of these?
Find out.
Probably shall, with or without your assistance.
You're in a fine mess now, Jardine, and I can't help you much.
You'd better let the consul know, sir.
I don't whether he'll be much help either. Smuggling drugs is a serious offense.
This man's under arrest.
Of course.
You can't sail without me.
I'm afraid your type is very dispensable, Jardine.
The drugs are confiscated, and the man is led away into custody. The next day, at the Leesbeth Mental Home, Pamela Davis is taken to an office by Dr. Robertson.
In here.
What's the scene?
Just wait outside.
Okay, you're the medic.
All right, Doctor?
Yes, Sergeant. She's waiting.
Good. All right, Jippy. Bring him inside.
Come on, Jardine. Step lively.
In that office there, Dr. Robertson's by the door.
Right, Sergeant. Inside, Jardine.
All right. Don't push.
Now we lock it and leave them inside while we await developments.
What the devil are you doing here?
I'm a guest of the cops.
You got caught?
That's for sure. It's off the oldest gag in the world. A fuzz dressed up as hippies. Got a lot of my stuff from the ship.
Have you got any with you?
You crazy? Think they'd let me keep it? They'd clean me out.
I'll go mad in here. I'm under observation. They're cutting my dose down.
That's bad luck, baby, but don't come crying to me. You should have thought of the future when you turned canary.
Canary?
Squealed to the face.
Split on you?
Yeah.
I didn't.
Come off it. These guys aren't crystal ball gazers, you know. How would they know where to come looking for me?
Didn't tell them. I swear to heaven I didn't.
What about your mates, then?
Annie and Jacko? Never. They don't even know where I am or what's happened to me.
I ought to break your ruddy neck.
Don't be ridiculous. I haven't said a word. They've asked me often enough. I was in a smash. It was an accident. They found the stuff in the car by pure fluke.
I think you're a liar.
I swear to heaven that's how it happened.
Never fancied you high-class chicks. Seems I was right.
You keep away from me.
I'm going to ram those pretty teeth of yours right down your throat.
All right, Jardine, that's enough. Take him away, Constable. We've heard enough.
What do you mean? We weren't talking loud enough.
We had this office bugged for the occasion. You're not very observant, are you? There's a microphone in the out tray on the desk. It's covered by a sheet of paper. We monitored your conversation through headphones next door. And we've got a tape recording of everything that was said.
I should never tangle with the likes of you.
You were very happy while the money was coming in.
Take him out, Constable.
Come on, Jardine. It's high time I saw a lawyer. What's this consul doing?
All in good time.
Now then, Pamela, you remember me, don't you?
Yeah. You're the one I call Ruby.
Where do I find Ronnie and Jacko?
You must have lost your marbles if you think I'd tell you that.
It'll save me a lot of trouble.
Sorry.
Now, what's it going to take to straighten you out?
I don't know. Tough, because I'm kinkier than a corkscrew.
Haven't you had enough? When are you going to realize the game's over? You're in deep and bad.
You and your world have got nothing I need.
But you're too intelligent to be a dropout and a freak. You're a nice kid.
We're all nice kids when we're born. And then the rot sets in.
Well, I'm a trier.
Yeah. For a square, you're not bad.
What does your father think of you?
Ask him.
I will.
We won't be interrupted here.
I hope our coming hasn't caused you any embarrassment, Mr. Davis.
Not at all. How's my daughter?
There's no change in her behavior. Dr. Robertson says it's early days yet to expect a change in her metabolism. It's going to take time.
I had no idea that she was an addict.
Yeah.
I didn't know what she was up to. I didn't know where she went or who she went with.
Well, that's what I wanted to talk to you about. Did you ever hear her mention two men called Ronnie and Jacko?
Ronnie and Jacko? No, I can't say I have. Why?
We managed to find out where your daughter got hold of that consignment of drugs we found in her car.
Oh, that's terrific. It didn't waste much time.
No, we had a lucky break. But now we have to find out who's responsible for pushing the stuff here in Cape Town. Judging from the quantity of drugs we found, I'd say that the size of the ring and the extent of its activities are considerable. They probably used your daughter because of her looks.
Looks? I don't understand.
Getting stuff out of the harbor involves coming through customs. They ask everyone whether they have anything to declare. I suppose customs officers are only human. Perhaps they are easier on pretty faces.
Oh, I see.
Do you think there's any point in asking your wife about this Ronnie and Jacko business?
Well, I shouldn't think so. They didn't get on, I'm sorry to say.
Did you ever hear your daughter talk about the places she went to?
No, we never discussed such things. Her life in that direction was a closed book to me. All her life was, if it comes to that. I'm trying to think. The Clockwork Submarine.
The Constable Deepenauer's the expert. Constable?
Yes, Sergeant. St. George's Street, hippie club. Very with it.
In what context did you hear your daughter mention this place?
Oh, it was on the phone once. I walked through the hall. She mentioned it before she realized I was about.
Didn't you tackle her about it?
Well, there'd only have been a scene if I had.
I see. All right, Mr. Davis, I'll let you know what transpires.
That night, clad in hippie gear, both Detective Sergeant Rubenstein and Detective Constable Dippenaar go to the club in St. George's Street, known as the Clockwork Submarine. They pay R2 each to get in, and they have the backs of their hands stamped to prove that they've paid once, should they want to go out and return. Dippenaar speaks to the man at the door.
Is Ron here?
Who wants to know?
Me.
And who are you?
I'm a tourist.
Don't get fresh with me, kid, because I'll knock your ears off.
All right, cool it, man. We need to get up tight. Ronnie's not here. He's not here. Jacko will do.
Behind the bar, where he usually is.
Thanks, Daddy. How am I doing, Sarge?
Crazy, man. Let's drift to the bar, get acquainted with the man.
Let's do that. Two brandies.
We don't serve liquor here.
Yeah, I know, not officially. Well, what have you got under the counter?
Cool drinks.
We can pay.
Now you're talking, man.
Where are the glasses?
It's in the bottles, in case we're raided.
I was told to ask for Ronnie to get grooving.
You'll be in here just now.
Detective Constable Dippenaar pays R5 for a little plastic sachet containing 10 yellow Dexies. These are purchased from the youngster known as Ronnie after his arrival. When the club closes at about 4 o'clock the next morning, Ronnie and Jacko are skillfully followed by the two policemen to a flat in Weinberg. They let a few minutes elapse before going to the door.
Do we knock, Sarge?
Yeah?
Caretaker.
Hang on.
Hey, didn't I see you at the club?
That's right.
You must be nuts coming here, man. What do you want?
We want a word with you. We're police officers.
Oh, I see. Ronnie, it's the fight!
Inside, Dippy, quick!
Out of the way, sonny.
Not me, man. I'll clap you serious.
Get out of the way!
You interfering swine, sir.
You little twit!
And if you know what's good for you, you stay down.
Oh, all right, cool it, man. So you stuck me, eh?
Constable.
Sergeant.
Come through here.
Oh, on your feet, you...
Okay.
Let's go and join your pal.
As I came through the door, this bird threw something out of the window. I don't know what it was.
It'll be in the lane outside, Sergeant. We can get it later.
All right, what's your name?
I'm Jacob Slabbert.
You sit on the bed and behave yourself. Constable, we'll turn this place inside out.
Right, Sergeant.
The two young men sit cowed on a divan while the police officers search the flat. Their courage is quite gone. They are very frightened.
You're wasting your time, you know.
I don't think so. We know what we're at. Haven't you wondered about your girlfriend?
Who? Pamela Davis.
Yeah, that's right.
She's a little slutter in a big mouth.
She protected you all along the line, if there's any comfort to you.
Oh, got it, Sergeant.
Where?
Under the floorboards.
Here. Go on, Ronnie, now!
Stop him! The other one!
Come here, you!
The first youth, Ronald Haynes, ran for and jumped through the flat window. He tumbled to the street some 13 feet below with a severed tendon in his leg. Upon his apprehension, he was bundled into an ambulance and rushed to hospital. The policemen found Dacha, Dexedrine tablets and black bombs in considerable quantities. It was a haul valued at 17,000 rand. Each of the young men was sentenced to 3 years imprisonment and a fine of 1,000 rand, in default of which they would both serve an additional 18 months. The seaman, Terence Jardine, was sentenced to 18 months, and he was declared an undesirable alien. The girl in the case, Pamela Davis, who received a suspended sentence, is still undergoing treatment for drug addiction. Ronald Haynes will walk again, but with a permanent limp.
They prowl the empty streets at night, waiting, in fast cars, on foot, living with crime and violence. These men are on duty 24 hours out of every 24. They face dangers at every turn, expecting nothing less. They protect the people of South Africa. These are the men of squad cars.
Listen again next Friday evening to another dramatic story in our authentic South African police series, Squad Cars. Squad Cars is directed by Colin Fish and produced by David Goodman.